now Warsaw. WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
figure out. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. You got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
How you doing this morning, Tiger fans? How's your heart? Have you ever had more fun in your life than this? Oh, my goodness. Warsaw with a victory last night in the 5A regional at Fisher Field, 44-27. Warsaw takes out number 2 Lafayette, Jeff, a week after they beat number 1 Concord on their home field. So Warsaw wins over Jeff, 44-27. Merrillville beat Valparaiso, 44-14. And so Warsaw and Merrillville will play, and we'll give you the details on that in a second. In 6A, Crown Point beat Carroll, 38-21. Westfield beat Fishers, 42-28. It was Mishawaka over New Prairie, 21-7. So the Cavemen are moving on. So it's East Noble, who beat Huntington North, 52-17. Garrett in 3A beat Knox, 41-40. While Lewers beat Maconaqua, 31-28. In 2A, Andrean beat Lafayette Central Catholic, 20-17. And Adams Central beat Eastern, 42-7. In 1A, North Judson beat Taylor, 70-6. And South Adams beat North Miami 40-21. So here are the matchups for the semi-states next Friday night. In 1A, South Adams at North Judson. Adams Central is at Andrean. In 2A in the North, the 3A North title will be Garrett at Fort Wayne Lures. East Noble is at Mishawaka in 4A. In 5A, it'll be Merrillville at Warsaw. Brad Cease coming home with a chance to get to the state finals, but he's got to run through his old team to do it. And Crown Point will be at Westfield. Bart Curtis is in the studio. Yes, of course, we have some highlights to play, and we'll talk about last night's thrilling win next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Relax, ma'am. Your husband will walk again soon. We do knee replacements all the time.
I don't know. It seems like I should just replace the whole thing. Aren't you single?
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit GlassDoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder & Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder & Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder & Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Kickoff back, Smythe is going to dribble it down the field, and it's going to be a scramble for it. Warsaw says they've got it. Lafayette Jeff says they've got it. Who's got the ball? Warsaw's got the ball! Warsaw's got the ball. Brody Duncan came out of there with it. Warsaw with their own onside kick, and the Tigers have a chance at midfield to take the lead. Sullivan from the left hash mark takes a snap, pitches back. And it's going to be a throw into the end zone. Oh, they grabbed him and caught it anyway! Touchdown, Eagles! Touchdown, Tigers! Ethan Eagles, impossible! How did he make a better catch than the two he made last week? Warsaw 36, 27 leaders. Holy cow! Crowder. Fakes right, throws left. Atkins runs upfield. Breaks tackle, lost the football. It's rolling around. Does Warsaw have it? Warsaw's got it. Warsaw's recovered. It's Grady Nelson again. His fourth in 2 weeks. And with 4:05 to go, the Tigers had the ball. And it's a quarterback keeper. Sullivan breaks a tackle, breaks another. Touchdown! Touchdown! It's over! Warsaw's going to win the regional.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roger.
What I can't believe your kids did it 2 weeks in a row.
Beautiful morning. Beautiful evening.
I am so impressed because I mentioned it in the fourth quarter a couple times. And I want to bring it up with you. This is it. You sat in this seat after week six. You lose to Concord with 23 seconds left. You lose to Plymouth in overtime. And haven't lost since.
What did I say that morning? I appear panicked?
No. Absolutely. The opposite is true. You just said, we got to get back to work. And these kids have gotten back to work. And they haven't lost since.
Well, they haven't lost daily. You know, somebody asked me last night after the game, one of the guys with the cameras, the reporter, what has been the big turnaround? And I didn't know how to answer that. There really hasn't been a turnaround. What there has been is boring daily repetition. And a belief in our kids and their belief in our plan and our program and how we do things that has steadily grown and made us better as the year went on, along with getting healthy in some positions. And I think when you get into November, you find out strength coach-wise, what our kids have done to build, to make the deposits into the bank, okay? You can't just draw on something that's not there, okay? Now, in America, if you want to use a credit card, you can, and then figure out how to pay for it later. But in football and in sports in general, if you don't have the reserves deposited, And the money, or in this case, the stamina and the strength that you've built up, you can't draw on it when you need to. And our kids that have made key commitments to our strength program with Coach Childress and Coach Jones, those are the kids that right now are having something to draw on in the third and fourth quarters of tough games. And our kids are just mentally tough. They don't get rattled, which is really a good thing to see, because sometimes one of the kids last night said to me, we're on a special teams play, you know, if you don't yell, then I don't think that's helping. I said, you know what? You're probably right. I will stop yelling and I'll start talking. And so, yeah, it's just, Roger, I don't know how to, you know, there's so many heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And so many key plays throughout the game. You know, you look at this team that was averaging 45 points a game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can say, you know, I am the first to malign what our defensive staff and our offensive staff and our kick game staff if things aren't going that way. I'm not going our way. I'm not going to hold back. But watching the game after last night and getting the text from people that have played these guys this morning and then late last night, the common theme was, yeah, your offense was your offense. It always, you know, that's what we do. He said, but your defensive kids played a really good game against great scheme. He said, they're a handful on offense. And they were. You saw that there.
Yeah, they are.
They are something else. Yeah. I mean, they, I tried to describe it, and I think I was spot on.
Their
warp speed, quick screens, a lot of two-yard passes that turn into a 73-yard run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got speed all over the place. And you can say, okay, go tackle this guy. Okay, try it. You know what I mean? Try it. When you got a kid with the ball and a lineman blocking in front of him because they pull their guys on their quick screens, and it happens so fast, it's a whole lot easier than saying, okay, well, we got 11, go tackle that guy, you know?
Yeah.
So
one of the plays is one of the highlights that we played, and it would be, I mean, special teams played such a huge role in the football game last night. Starting in a 7-7 game, your kids have gone back down the field and tied the game, and then you do the dribble onside kick. That's such a hard – onside kicks are hard enough, but that one, you have to let the ball go 10 yards.
You do.
And Lafayette Jeff made the mistake of letting the ball go 10 yards.
They did.
They had people right there, and yep, your guys went in there and just took it.
Yeah, and you've been to our practices, Roger, so you know that's something we practice often. We practiced it all year. We do at least, I don't know, six to 12 of them a week.
Yeah.
And I know he practices those. Mason practices those on his own, but this one was perfect. And I think everything added up to that point, Roger, where, okay, we saw how fast they were going to score.
Yeah.
We returned the favor and scored. Okay, so it's 7-7. What a perfect opportunity to do that, okay? Now, the question is, do you have the stones at that point to make that decision in the heat of the moment? So it's easy to practice it Monday through Thursday, okay? Hey, let's do a squib kick, or I guess we call it a drag kick.
Yeah.
The kickers call it that. But then to pull the trigger on Friday night, and Jake Callhorn made, or Chris Huber, one of them made a comment to me over the headsets that finalized my decision. They said, 50 yards is no different than 80 yards for them.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, it's let's do it. And
so then that's a question that I had written down that I wanted to ask. That decision was made in that moment. That wasn't a first time we score, we're going to onside kick.
No, that was not. No, we practice it. We talk about it often on Friday nights. I mean, there were some times last week when we discussed it because, you know, Concord was big playing us a little bit. Well, a lot of it. But no, that was not one thing where, but we did as a staff Sunday night talk about stealing a possession. And, you know, if there was going to be a week with a team that is a high octane as Lafayette Jeff offensively, this is the time to do it. So yeah, it's kind of a little of both there.
Then special teams comes up again. You score off that possession. And they drop back into punt formation,
yeah,
snap the ball high,
yeah,
deflects off the punter's hands, and Dalen Fitzpatrick. He did. Is the guy who Dalen runs back there and gets into the end
zone. And then he turns around and makes a brutal tackle on the next kickoff.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for that kid. You know, just the last 2 weeks we've been using him on punt pressure and punt return. And with Dalen, you're never 100% sure. Like, you know he's going to go hard, 100 mile an hour to the best of his ability. My big concern was, okay, don't rough the punter.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't want to let him out of that area. So when you've got an aggressive kid like Dalen, and you say, okay, turn it loose, so he's coming through there, you take that chance. But it worked out, and I was so happy for him because he has worked his tail off, and he's really come such a long way from this summer, commitment-wise, effort-wise, and just every day in practice.
I know we don't want to talk about next year yet, but you're going to have to find a place for him on the football field because he just does a lot of stuff.
He does, and he's got one this year. He's run fullback for us. He's played some linebacker for us. This week, this is how our kids roll. This week, he was number 24 for Lafayette Jeff, mm-hmm. the running back.
Yeah.
And did an incredible job. But that was his role this week. And we've got a whole team full of kids that understand that what Jake always says this, the last thing he said, you know, whatever is necessary. WIN, and he's one of those kids and one of many that really put the team before themselves.
Special teams come up again then at the end of the third quarter. It's a 21-21 game. Yeah. They're backed up in their own end, snap it completely over the punter's head through the back of the end zone, and your team goes up.
I think it went through the uprights, didn't it?
Almost.
It almost did. Yeah, so that's 2-point swing. And what a great defensive stop there by our kids. And that shows you right there that, you know, when you get your run fits, when you pursue correctly to the football and you tackle an open field better, good things happen. And so that's 2 points. So we're up 23-21. They have to kick from the 20. De La Villama gets a great return across midfield. And then we're in operating business again.
And go back in and score. And so that...
What did we do there?
That was...
Is that the wheel pass? Was it, no.
That was the... that was Quentin's 7-yard run. Quentin Brock's 7-yard run. First play of the fourth quarter.
First play of the fourth quarter going down the other end, yeah.
Extra point made at 30-21.
Yes.
And then we saw something, and again, things we wonder before the game that we see play out. Lafayette Jeff's played in very few close games. They've rarely been behind, certainly not at that point in a game this season. Now they're down, and the pressure's really on, and you could really see the pressure building up inside them, and they really had a hard time after that.
Every team has a breaking point.
Yeah.
Every team. Even all 328 teams in the state have a breaking point. Some don't reach that. And so you never know, and you never see it. I think last night we did a really good job of stressing them in all three phases of the game, particularly offense and kicking game, to get to that point where they had to be even in more of a hurry, and they had to push that breaking point. I think the last touchdown. I watched it last night listened to your broadcast. Good job, by the way.
Thank you.
And I think on that midline that Drew scored on, if you go back and watch it, I think that was that is where it kind of revealed itself. And no, like I say, no knock on them.
No,
they played their tails off.
No,
but every team has every team has a stress area. And, you know, a breaking point. And proud of our kids for working through ours. Because we've shown ours.
Yep.
But working through ours and all the battle scars these kids have throughout the course of the season, okay? Last night and the week before is a culmination of all those good and bad things, Roger, okay? You can't just take the good and say, hey, that makes you the team. That isn't a byproduct. I mean, look at human beings. All the experiences we've had, good, bad, indifferent, happy, sad, tragedies, loss of loved ones,
yep.
All those make us who we are today. Well, that's how this season's been. From summer through the middle of the season, going down to Warren Central, you asked me in August, is this worth doing? And I said, ask me in November.
Yeah.
That was worth doing.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Weeks 5 and 6 didn't go the way that I had initially thought they should go or would go. That isn't how I planned out our kids to not win the conference. Probably necessary things, warts, bruises, battle scars, to get to the point where these kids are. All those things make the team who they are in November. Because in Indiana, the only thing that matters in football is the month of November.
I want to talk about two guys who I feel like over the last month we've talked about a lot. One is Quentin Brock, who had unusual hat trick of throwing a touchdown pass, catching a touchdown pass, and running for a touchdown last night, and almost
had a pick.
Almost had a pick. Almost had a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Only the kicker got him at the 45-yard line, or he'd had 4 touchdowns 4 different ways.
Yeah, there's a reason he's out there, okay? Mama didn't raise no fool. That kid's when he has his hands on the ball, he is lethal, okay? Not only, as you mentioned, throwing, running, catching, kick returning, okay? All those things. He can harm you in a lot of ways if you're an opposing coach. And he came in and took a snap in an emergency situation when Drew's helmet came off. So, I mean, he had a...
his helmet came off.
That's why he had to come out of the game.
I did not see that. That's why he had to come
out of the
game. He was shaking his left hand. I thought maybe he had hurt his hand at some point.
He cut it a couple weeks ago. It's fine now.
Okay.
Rubbed some turf pellets in it and... But yeah, you know, back to Quentin Brock, what he brings when he hits the perimeter and he makes his cut on the rocket toss, it is explosive, okay? And then when he takes the ball and it looks like he's going to make that cut and be explosive and he has an accurate throwing arm and can throw the football, that's an added weapon. It really is. So.
Well, the pass he threw last night, I went back and watched. Obviously, I go through the whole game again, do the stats, or confirm the stats and do some other things. He got crushed when he threw that ball to Egoff in the end zone.
You have to, because you got to sell run.
He stood in there and took an awful hit to make that play.
Yeah. And you have to do that to sell the run. It has to look like rocket toss for rocket toss pass to work. And he did. He didn't. He did not flinch one little bit.
And then Egoff, who the video confirmed, I said last night, I thought so. Egoff totally got held, grabbed right up to the point where he turned around, looked up, and there's the ball right in front of him. What reaction to get his hands up there and make that catch?
Indescribable. I'm speechless. I don't know. Looking at last week and then turning around looking at this week, you just scratch your head and ask yourself, how did that kid just make that catch?
Yeah.
The deep ball last week where he went up over number 12, the catch that kept the season alive on 4th and 7.
Yeah.
And then the catch he made last night. You know, Coach Tippmann from Fort Wayne Snyder, you heard him speak yesterday at our game day inspiration. But he said, the big players make the big plays in the big games.
Yeah.
You know, when you're up 50-0, it's easy to make big plays. Okay. if you're playing somebody that's not very good. Ethan Egoff and a bevy of kids make big plays in big games, okay? And I'm like, he comes running off the field, and I'm like, I don't know what to say, Ethan. You know, I think I've seen everything, and then you do something like that. Yeah. It's just incredible.
What does it mean? Because you've been to this level before, right? You've been to the Final Four.
Warsaw hasn't.
You haven't. You have. Warsaw hasn't. But you've been here before. So you know, and the rest of us have no idea. We're living this out in real time. What does this mean to you? Because you wanted to bring this feeling to Warsaw that we have. What does it mean to you to know that you're actually doing it?
Here's what it means to me. The community, the kids, the school, the staff, everybody associated with our program, okay? Whether it be from afar or within. Just sitting back, I went back and I just sat on that chair last night and watched people enjoy each other and cry and hug and celebrate. And alumni that played Warsaw Tiger football, what it means to them.
Yeah.
So it's not, yeah, it doesn't, it, obviously it means a great deal to me because it's a culmination of a lot of hard work by these kids. But to do it and see it unfold with all the work these kids have put in and to just watch the celebration and, you know, obviously took part of it a little bit. But then afterwards, from afar, seeing the tears of joy from so many and having so many alumni reach out to me and say how proud they are to be Warsaw football Tiger alumnus. So that really is what it means to me the most, Roger, is it's amazing to get down to where there's two in the north and two in the south, and we're going to approach it just like we do everything else. Monday will be Monday, Tuesday will be Tuesday, Wednesday will be Wednesday. They're in the magic bullet. You know, I wish there were, and if I knew what it was, I could retire a millionaire because everybody's looking for that magic. You either got the it factor or you don't, and this group's got it.
Merrillville comes here on Friday. Life comes full circle. Brad Cease, the head coach of Merrillville, was an all-star, one of the best football, well, probably the best football player Warsaw has ever had.
Went to Penn
State and played. Drew Sullivan with 310 rushing yards last night, tied for
311.
311?
311.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll go back and check that.
311. Unless you want to make me put the JV quarterback in to take a kneel down at the end of the game. I can do that in the future.
Oh, correct. No, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. And it's like he and his team are standing in the way of your guys of getting to Indianapolis. It's a movie script.
It is. And you know, not being from here, I was coaching at New Prairie at the time,
right,
that Brad came through. So obviously his name in our region football area was, you know, I heard a lot about him and what a tremendous football player he is and was, and now what an outstanding football coach he is. So, I've done that before, a couple times. It's a strange feeling, but you know, when the rubber hits the road, he's going to come down here and bring his team to advance, to try to advance to Lucas Oil Stadium. If we were playing up there, I'd be taking my team up there to try to advance to Lucas Oil Stadium. But, you know, I'm not in his shoes, so I don't know if there's any, you know, drama. Not drama, that's not the right word. But you used the term earlier, like a script being written.
Yeah, it's a movie script.
Yeah, it is. It is. So from that aspect, I see it from those eyes. But, you know, he's not going to prepare his team any different. I'm not going to prepare our team any different. And, You know, we're going to roll out there Friday night at Fisher Field at, I'm guessing, 7:30. That's not official, is it?
No, it is not. We do not know the time. John Harrell has it listed as 7:30, but with them in the central time zone, yeah. I wouldn't rule out 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which would be 7 o'clock. We don't know yet.
We'll play at midnight, and we'll play in a parking lot.
And so
we'll play in the Marsh parking lot. We don't care.
And we will see you next Friday.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great job.
Warsaw, a winner last night, 44-27 over Lafayette. Jeff, they will host the semi-state game on Friday against Merrillville, and we'll have it for you on News Now Warsaw. The girls' basketball team's off to a 3-0 start. Lenny Krebs standing by, ready to talk about it. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That's why Crossroads Bank offers competitive rates and friendly service with their business loans. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or in person at their locations in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Do these refs need glasses? Well, we can help at Reinholdt and Tolmer Eye Care Associates here in Warsaw. Hi, this is former Warsaw Tiger basketball player and current optometrist Mitch Reinholdt. Our office carries the largest frame inventory in the area with styles for every taste and budget. Our expert team of staff and doctors will help you find the perfect fit. Visit us Monday through Friday and select Saturdays by appointment. See the difference today at 3301 East Center Street Extension in Warsaw. Go Tigers!
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Do you have a guy you trust when it comes to heating, air conditioning, and plumbing? I have my guy. His name is Mike. And the thing is, Mike is backed by over 90 other employees at Flotek Plumbing and Heating. They are headquartered right here in northern Indiana, serving our entire listing area. Big enough to help you out wherever you live and small enough that you too will have a guy like Mike to earn your trust. So go with Flotek Plumbing and Heating, now partnering with Elliott's Heating and Cooling, and restore your peace of mind. Enhance your comfort with personalized plumbing, heating, and cooling solutions.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Good morning, Lenny Krebs. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you doing after that wonderful night of football last night?
Well, I know I closed my eyes for a couple hours, but I don't think I really slept. My heart was still going about 100 beats a minute, so it was pretty exciting stuff. And something was brought up this week that I want to bring up with you, and that is that when, with football being good here and having the success they're having this season, that it raises all boats, right? High tide raises all boats. This is high tide. Somebody said, this is high tide, and all the teams are good. And when you look around, it's like, find a team that struggled in the first half of the school year. There isn't one. Do you feel like that's true?
I do. You know, success breeds success. And, you know, you look at our fall seasons, you know, you look at the cross-country teams and the success that they've had. You look at, you know, the tennis teams, the golf teams, the football teams. Anytime you can get that momentum going, I think it just feeds off of itself. You get players who are multi-sport athletes who understand what that success was. They understand what it feels like to be in that moment. And, you know, we are off to a great start when it comes to the success during the fall season. I guess maybe I think about that and I think, wow, maybe that's just the pressure I need to keep that momentum going. I just need a little bit more pressure at the moment.
You've got enough. The expectations for this girls' team are really, really high. I think about the good teams that Warsaw has had. Go back to 2013 with the girls, 2004. Those teams were all expected to be good, and they were, and your girls are sitting in that same spot here three games in.
You know, we are expected to have some success this year. You know, we've got a lot of kids back. We've got several kids who've already committed to play the next level at a very high level. We feel those expectations. You and I have had a lot of conversations over the course of the last week and a half of making sure that regardless of the expectations, we still find joy in the journey, in the process, and not just a sense of relief. I think oftentimes when expectations are high and you reach them, there's more of just relief instead of pure joy. And, you know, that's what we have to make sure we as a staff, we as a program continue to do with these kids is just find joy in the process, joy in the journey. And that's hard when you're in the moment. You know, same thing with Coach Curtis and this whole thing. I hope they find the joy in the moment of just enjoying an opportunity to play in the Final Four. You know, one of two teams left in the North. I hope they can just continue to find joy in that, because that's a part of the process that the kids need to be able to have.
One of the things that has changed from last year to this is two of your top three players have signed their letters of intent or are fully committed and will sign very soon. Can you put a value on how important that is and how much it helps take some of the pressure and the burden off a kid when that deal is done and they don't have to worry about trying to impress people anymore?
You know, Juan, I want to start off by saying congratulations to Brooke Winchester. We had her college signing at the high school yesterday, you know, as she signed to go to Ball State. We've got Brooke Zartman, who is verbal to Miami of Ohio. In today's world, with the social media, with the whole idea of everything is broadcast immediately, every single thing that a player does is out there, and the pressure that they feel, and to live up to that hype that's posted on social media and so forth, I think that pressure is immense. Right or wrong, kids are going to compare themselves. They're going to compare themselves to other players, other things they see on social media. I think that pressure is just so high on some of these kids. And, you know, we think that when they sign, some of that pressure goes away. I think that's partly true. The other side of that is, do they feel pressure to prove that they've earned that and they deserve it? I think that's the other side of that choice, and a lot of kids do feel that pressure. Fortunately for our kids, I think both Brooke Winchester and Brooke Zartman have just really settled in, and they are relieved that that process is over.
3-0 start, an easy win at Fort Wayne Northside. And then you go to Norwell for a really good test against a team that's young. They still have one of their starters back from their state finals team from a year ago. And you really put the heat on them. You turn the tables on them because they're used to forcing people into turnovers and getting easy baskets for it. And you were able to do the same and pull away in the last three quarters and win that basketball game at Norwell.
You know, anytime you go to Norwell and put 74 points on the board and win in a convincing fashion like we did, that's impressive. That's hard to do. Coach Thornton teams, regardless of turnover, are going to be well coached. They're going to be disciplined. They know the system. I joked with you pregame. He probably has his kindergarten kids, first grade kids running the dribble drive motion offense and understanding those concepts. They are good because of the system that he has and what he does. And, you know, he's plugging those kids in. And that's a team, while they're young, by the end of the year, I think they're going to be a force in the 3A. Bracket. Impressive win. And I think our kids, you know, we spent the whole week putting the score of last year's game up when Norwell came to our place. And, you know, we walked out of that gym after getting beat by 23 points, embarrassed, knowing that we didn't live up to the expectations that day. And I think this is a group of kids, when you challenge them with some of those motivational concepts, this is our revenge week. I'm going to be honest. We term this a revenge week. Starting with Norwell, then we have Fort Wayne Snyder and Huntington North, three games that we lost last year. It was time for us to turn the tables on them. And the girls have really been bought in, and they're playing well, playing connected, and that's what I want to see.
Thursday against Snyder, a slow start, a bad shooting start. It's 12-12 at the quarter. You build up a 12-point lead in the second, and then we look up at halftime, and all of a sudden it's 33-27. What did you say to the girls at halftime?
You know, honestly, you've known me a long time. That was probably about as calm as I've been. And at halftime, we were fine. The coaches, I think if you talk to us outside the locker room, we were frustrated with how we were playing, with our execution, with some of those small things that we could do a better job of executing. You know, you build up a 12-point lead, then they go on a mini run and get it back to six. Those are the things we have to avoid. But at the same time, history has proven when we get to 64 in 8 years, we haven't lost a game. We were sitting at 33 points. The pace was where we needed it to be. And we are firm believers that there's very few teams that can maintain that pace and continue to put points on the board at that pace. And, you know, you saw that in the second half. We not only kept the pace, but we were able to up the pace and put even more points on the board. We told the kids just to stay the course, 32 minutes. We know we're going to get one of those runs. And we've got some shooters that we know when they start shooting well, points are going to come in a hurry.
They did in that third quarter to the tune of 31 points in the eight-minute third quarter. And there's your 64 right there. And it really, obviously you shot the ball better, but a lot of it was generated by your defense.
No, and that's what the kids have bought into. If you go back to last year, not only were we spending 32 minutes trying to run and jump and switch, and I think that put us in bad positions because we were switching on to matchups that were not favorable to us at times. And if you go back to January of last year, we stopped switching. We still did some running and jumping, but we stopped switching. We went undefeated in January until we got to the sectional game. And we've maintained that defensive philosophy of locking in on one player while still applying pressure. But what you're seeing from us this year is not 32 minutes of full court pressure. We're making you handle pressure in a variety of ways, from a full court press to half court man to a 1-3-1 to a zone defense, and keeping you guessing and thinking on where and when that pressure is going to come. And Coach Spiker does an amazing job of keeping the defense changing, so the offensive team is always trying to figure out what are they in and where's that pressure going to come from.
And your half-court trap has really become a big deal, and a lot of that is because the people in the front, right, the one and the three, have really figured it out. And you have girls who are good athletes like Jocelyn Bricker with long arms, and you think that you can throw a ball at a certain height and get it over them, and you can't. And Zartman and Bricker and your people up front are really giving people a hard time out there in the perimeter of that zone.
You know, that 1-3-1, it's difficult to play against. And, you know, Zartman's figured out that front position and how to really manipulate the ball to get it to where we want it to go. Then you've got that second line of Bricker, Braylee Chastain, and Winchester. Winchester does a great job of keeping the ball out of the middle, allowing those wings to do what they do and create chaos with traps and rotations. Oftentimes it appears that a pass might be open, but what they don't see is the defense rotating. And I think that's the big thing for us this year. Our rotations are much quicker, and they understand the rotations and where they're supposed to go. Who would have thought that we would go to Norwell, a team that plays a 1-3-1 all the time? And you would think if you play it all the time, you practice against it all the time. Coach Spiker and I talked before the Norwell game, can we play these against them? They probably practice against it every day. I felt like that defense caused them more problems than anything else we did that night. And that's a tribute to our kids and how they have bought into the defensive approach that we have this year.
Your team, through three games, has forced 79 turnovers. That's pretty incredible. That's a really high number.
You know, it is a high number. And when you add the fact that we shoot well on the other end, that 79 probably magnifies a little bit, because we're getting probably not just two, but the possibility of a three-point possession while you get zero. If we can continue to force the pace and create those turnovers, I think we're going to be in great shape. And that's going to be a challenge for us tonight. against Huntington. They're fundamental. They're going to take care of the basketball. If you watch them against Snyder, it seemed like they were going old school, 5 or 10 passes before they were allowed to shoot. We're going to have to find ways to turn the pressure up to get the pace that we want tonight.
Brooks Artman is off to a great start at the beginning of the year, 3 games of over 20 points. Bricker and Winchester. Winchester's shot hasn't come around yet, but she's doing other things. And in the second half, part of that resurgence in that 31-9 third quarter was Brooke went down to the post, and she did some really good work down there.
You know, Brooke is just really developed as a full, complete player. You look at her stat line against Fort Wayne Snyder. I think she had 15 points, 10 rebounds, 6 or 7 assists. She just did so many things other than score. And that's a tribute to Brooke Winchester and how she's continued to develop. And that's what our kids are starting to understand. We're really trying to focus on those other things besides scoring. We know we can score. We want to honor the kids who are getting the rebounds, who are getting the rim runs in transition, who are getting the ball to where it needs to go, who are creating second chance opportunities. And, you know, that's what Winchester has really bought in. Justin Bricker's done a great job of that. Alexis Neely had an amazing game at Norwell. I think she was 15-7-7. They're just developing into complete players. And the thing I admire about all of our kids, not just the Brooke Winchester and Justin Bricker, but all of our kids, they're just relentless. For 32 minutes, we might not be executing to perfection, but we're relentless. And over 32 minutes, that's hard to handle. You're going to have one of those runs.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Lady Tigers. They're home tonight against Huntington North. You need to come watch them play. 6 o'clock JV start, and we'll be on the air at 7:10 tonight on News Now Warsaw. The coaches today have been fed by the diner, who brought over some biscuits and gravy for them, and we thank them for them helping us here on Tiger Talk again in the fall sports season here at News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll run through scores and schedules. The girls wrestling team got their season started for their first ever season as an IHSA sport. We'll talk about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Experienced sports fans know how to get ready for a big game. They dress in their favorite team's colors, grab some popcorn and a drink, then find the best place to sit. And there's no better seat for a ball game than a Lazy Boy recliner. Sit back and relax as you listen to the big game on the radio. Stretch out when your team is comfortably in the lead, or rock like crazy when the action is fierce. Either way, you'll appreciate having the best seat in the house. Your Lazy Boy recliner from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture.
Find the best seat in the house at Reinhold's on the Courthouse Square in downtown Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. As football season approaches, smart players do their best to protect themselves from the possibility of injury. In our lives, we can't always do that, but we run the risk every day of being injured by the negligence of another person. If you've been injured in an automobile accident, a fall, or for any other reason which appears to be the fault of someone else, Rock Hill Pennant can advise you on your legal rights and help you get the compensation you deserve. Call 574-267-6116 for an appointment to make sure your rights are protected. Rock Hill Pennant, lawyers you can count on.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger football.
Booyah!
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Sim Financial Advisors have been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School game. The stands are buzzing. faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They are covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. Visit Sim.com to learn more. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
And we start with history. Last Saturday, as the Warsaw girls wrestling team made their first official appearance as an IHSA-sanctioned sport and an IHSA-sanctioned team, the girls made the long trip to Monroe Central last Saturday. 12 teams participated. Warsaw brings home an invitational championship in the overall with three individual champions and six others finishing in the top three. Paloma Cervantes, Kina Yoder, and Emily Dawson were champions for the Tigers. Candace Escoto and Elise Dreyer brought home runner-up finishes in their tournaments. In the third place, finishes for Natalie Davis, Mariana Castro, Caitlin Long, and Kaya Burkholder. A team championship, of course, a first ever for the program and a first ever in the history of Warsaw Community High School and girls wrestling. So a great start. Then the girls took on Columbia City on the road on Wednesday night. It was their first dual experience. The depth of Columbia City, they're deeper and they're more experienced, and they got the victory over Warsaw 42-30. Columbia City picked up forfeit wins at 100 and 105 before getting a pin at 110, so they jump out to the early lead and really never let that up. Zoe Ortega got the Tigers on the board with a pin in her first varsity match. Eagles pick up another win at 125 before the evening's closest battle would go on the Tigers' side, and they would go on a run. Kenny Yoder and Natalie Davis earn pins for Warsaw. Claris Avila picked up a forfeit win to tie the score at 24-24. Another Columbia City win was followed by a forfeit for Mariana Castro to tie it up at 30-30. Those would close out the night with two pins and get the final 12 points to win 42-30. We'll talk about what the girls have in score for you right now. Girls wrestling on the road at Penn High School. It's the Sarah Hildebrand Invitational, and that competition is already underway. And then all three girls basketball teams will be in action tonight with the C team, freshman team at 6 o'clock, JV at 6 o'clock in the Tiger Den, followed by the varsity game against Huntington North. Our airtime for varsity coverage is 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. By the way, it should be noted that there's a concert in the Performing Arts Center at the high school tonight. Big Daddy Weave will be there. So the parking lot is going to be crazy full, so I recommend highly that you get there early if you want a good parking spot. The girls are back in action at home on Tuesday when Valparaiso comes in. All three teams in action, freshman and JV at 6, varsity at about 7:30, and again, we'll have coverage on News Now Warsaw at 7:10. Then Thursday, the girls' wrestling team will have one of their two home events. They will host South Bend Riley. That will be on Thursday at 6:30. In the Tiger Den. Friday, the wrestling orange and black duels, the inter-squad scrimmage for the wrestling team for the boys, that will not be held at that time because the Warsaw football team is playing in the semi-state. We don't have a start time for that. As soon as we get it and get ticket information, we will pass that along to you. Be watching at warsaw-tigers.com. The boys basketball scrimmage that was scheduled for Friday night against East Chicago Central, that has now been moved to Saturday afternoon. The girls play in the NLC Duneland Athletic Conference shootout where Warsaw and Crown Point play. That will now start at 10 o'clock. That'll be followed by Northridge and Merrillville. And then later in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, it'll be the second of those games for those teams. Warsaw will play Merrillville in the final game of the night, which will start somewhere around 4:15 or 4:30. So, and then in between that will be the scrimmage for the Warsaw boys as they take on East Chicago Central. Again, we'll have more information for you as the week goes along. And the shootout, the girls' wrestling team, will be in action next Saturday at Rochester for their Invitational. A couple other thoughts. Reserve seating for Tiger Boys basketball home games now on sale for the general public. There's a link that you can get to at warsaw-tigers.com on this story that is pinned to the top of the homepage. Also, the boys basketball team will play in the Hall of Fame Classic at Newcastle on December 28th, and that will be against Fishers in the semifinals, and then either Jeffersonville or Greenfield in the night game. Because of the agreement that you have to have with the Hall of Fame, you have to buy so many tickets in advance just to be able to play in this tournament. Warsaw has bought those tickets, and those are available through the Warsaw Athletic Department. So if you want to go, don't contact the Hall of Fame. Contact the Warsaw Athletic Department. It's four games, four really good teams, and it's $10 for a ticket for all the games. That goes up to $15 on December 22nd. So get your tickets now. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
figure out. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. You got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
R&B Car Company.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
This holiday season, give your home the gift of reliable and affordable Surf Fiber Fast Internet. When you sign up for a qualifying plan, we'll give you up to a $100 gift card. With equal upload and download speeds, no contracts, no data caps, and reliable local service, Surf Internet keeps you connected, hassle-free. Don't wait. Call 844-955-SURF or visit surfinternet.com to learn more about how to get your Visa Rewards gift card. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
Bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call them boys in blue, car stalls won't start, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call them boys in blue, wrecking any state and need the best rates, take the next step, call Riker Dinep, go with the guys who got the best tools, if you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you, bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, call Riker Dinep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinep.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000 square foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
You all thought it was pretty exciting this week. Wait till this coming week. Oh my goodness, what a fun time we are going to have. Can't wait for it. We hope that you are excited about it too. We hope a lot of you will buy tickets and come out and watch history made right in front of your very eyes. Warsaw and Merrillville for a trip to go to Lucas Oil Stadium in the state championship. And we will have coverage, extensive coverage, probably expanded coverage here on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to RB Car Company. Thanks to The Diner. Thanks to the coaches, Coach Curtis and Coach Krebs, for being here. And thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Girls basketball tonight. Again, we're on the air at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana. News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.